This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With just a couple of notable exceptions, exceptions that fed directly to their bottom lines. Big brand names, those corporations that Sabree was talking about, they have mostly stayed away from explicitly embracing political and economic protest. Until pretty recently, actually. Nike and Colin Kaepernick is the big example. Now, though, scores of other brands, Netflix, Citigroup, Starbucks, also Nordstrom, they are calling for justice, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Nike released a new ad last week. No images, just words on a screen. The company that's been telling us for decades to just do it says just don't do it. Don't turn your back on racism. And it's not just Nike. There's a rush to anti-racist messaging by consumer brands. Kenneth Shropshire at the Global Sport Institute at Arizona State University attributes this partly to the clarity of the incident. George Floyd's death under a policeman's knee, captured on video in a moment of pandemic.
The severity of the incident, near universal reaction, and the time that people have, the focus they're paying to media.
These messages can be smart marketing, appealing to young consumers. But Michigan State advertising and PR professor Salim Al-Habash says more is at stake for corporate America.
Communities are now suffering. Companies and brands should be asking, what side of history do I want to be on?
There can be risk for brands standing with civil rights protesters while looting and arson fill TV screens. Wharton professor of marketing Americus Reed says it could alienate law and order consumers.
You are willingly saying, I'm going to be okay with some customers walking away from my product, but there are going to be enough who are deeply loyal because you are taking that stance.
There's another risk for outspoken brands seeming to jump on the bandwagon just to score good PR and sell more. Kenneth Shropshire at ASU says companies will need to follow up on their racial justice agendas with concrete action. He's analyzed major apparel companies, including Nike.
In terms of the boardrooms, none are leaders in corporate America in terms of diversity at the highest levels.
He says consumers who agree with companies' talk will be waiting to see if they walk the walk after this crisis is passed. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.